Katie Lee was a lot of things to a lot of people. Hollywood actress, folk singer, author, friend, pistol, stunning beauty. But it was her life as a river runner and defender of wilderness that many will remember most. Her first trip down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon was in the early 1950s.
I had friend Tad Nichols who just called me one night and said, "You want to run the Grand Canyon?" And I said, "You know I can't do that, Tad. I don't have the money." I was struggling little actress and out in Hollywood, and I probably didn't make $15 a week. So I said, "I can't." He said, "No, you can go if you bring your guitar and sing to the people on the beach, just $50 to cover your food. But you have to be in Flagstaff tomorrow at noon." I was in Flagstaff tomorrow at noon, you bet I was.
One trip and she was hooked. Katie Lee left Hollywood for good and began exploring Grand and Glen Canyons. She took jobs with river companies in Arizona and Utah, one of the few women at the time to do so. She developed what she called explorer's syndrome, rarely passing by a side canyon without stopping to investigate.
I'd say, "You ever been in there?" "No, never saw that one." I said, "What about that one?" "No, never been there." I said, "Well, we are going to go in there and see what's there, man." "Do I feel lucky it changed my life out of Hollywood? You bet your sweet ass I do." "Yes, ma'am." Woo!
Glen Canyon became the landscape of Katie Lee's soul. She couldn't get enough. She hiked and swam and camped as much as she could. In the days before sunscreen and expensive skincare treatments, she turned instead to the natural bounty of the river.
"I did what the natives did. They covered themselves with mud and lay down and let it bake. And then you pull it off or crack it off and get in the river, and your skin is just like velvet." They knew what the hell they were doing.
As a joke, poking fun at mainstream society, she once tried to share this ancient beauty ritual with cosmetics mogul Elizabeth Arden.
"I sent that as a joke. I sent some of that gorgeous mud for mud packs." And she wrote back a very nice letter and told me she thought the idea was wonderful, but it wasn't pure. "Okay, lady, I'll take mine, you take yours."
But when the federal government announced plans to build the Glen Canyon Dam and regulate the Colorado River, Katie Lee's mood changed from joy to anger. She felt the flooding of Glen Canyon was a crime against nature, humanity, and history. She never recovered from it.
"Well, the way I describe it is an aneurysm. It's a stoppage of the blood in the body. And that's what they're doing to our rivers with these effing dams. What we're doing to our planet. I mean, you cut off all the blood, you cut off the blood in your body and you die. You cut off all our rivers and we're going to be out of here. We're not going to, we can't survive without them."
During the last few years of her life, Katie Lee became an icon of activism for young people discovering her work and life for the first time. She told them to fight hard, even though she had no trust in the current administration to protect wilderness. And Katie Lee admitted she was tired of watching things she loved be destroyed for development. She was ready to hand things over to the next generation.
"I'm glad I'm checking out, baby. I mean, I can't stay here much longer at 97 years old. And I just as soon be gone when the total fascism takes place. I did the best I could, but I hope we don't give up. I hope we get mad, and I hope there's a revolution."
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris in Flagstaff.
"Last night I lay in a restless bed, a humdrum life pounding in my head. When out of the night came a mighty roar, the river caught in me back once more. My heart knows what the river knows. I gotta go where the river goes. Restless river, wild and free, the lonely ones are you and me. Today I know your magic. magic call will lead me back to the canyon wall. And the music in your rapids roar makes this boatman's song from his soul outpour. My heart knows what the river knows. I gotta go where the river goes. Restless river, wild and free, the lonely.